I certainly hope everyone is doing well this morning. Several places in the New Testament mentions what is referred to as spiritual gifts. Speaking to various Christian churches in his letters, the Apostle Paul talks about spiritual gifts. In Romans 12:6, Paul states directly that, quote, "We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us." Paul doesn't say that we might have spiritual gifts. Paul doesn't say that he hopes we have spiritual gifts. He declares we have spiritual gifts. In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul acknowledges that there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. In Ephesians chapter 4, Paul talks about Christ himself equipping his people for works of service. Now, in his writings, the Apostle Paul lists many of these spiritual gifts. I want to list a few of these gifts that he mentions: wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miraculous powers, prophecy, discernment, the ability to speak in different kinds of tongues, the ability to teach, serving, hospitality, the ability to encourage, the ability to lead, the gift of mercy, and love. No doubt, these are some wonderful and very useful gifts. However, keep in mind, Paul did not intend for this list of spiritual gifts to be a comprehensive and exclusive list of gifts. These are just examples. There can be others. But remember, Paul affirmed that we have different gifts. Now, I want to ask all Christians listening to me this morning a very important question. Here's the question. Do you have a spiritual gift? Every Christian should answer in the affirmative. I say that because, according to Scripture, every Christian has been given a spiritual gift. Now, with that being said, ask yourself, what gift do I have? And brethren, please don't say you don't have one, because all Christians are equipped. However, it is up to the individual Christian. It is the responsibility of each individual disciple of Jesus to not only determine what gift they have been given, but to develop and to use that gift. To some people, their individual spiritual gift may be easily identified. However, for others, it may take long, prayerful soul-searching to determine. But brethren, remember this, whatever your spiritual gift turns out to be, remember the words of the Apostle Peter in 1 Peter 4:10, quote, "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms." Amen.